You're now listening to another episode of the Tan Man Podcast. And today, I'm giving you guys some Genshin Impact stuff. I'm going to be discussing to you right before the Ayato release. You know, the Kamisato head of household, older brother of Ayaka. And he's going to be coming out in 2.6 in a couple days. Exactly like 30 hours from now. But I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. Right now we have the Raiden Shogun and Kokomi banners up right now. And I want to discuss with you guys, Genshin Impact's top 10 support characters, that are available right now. Okay. That I've built, that I personally love using, that I can vouch for all of these characters, all of these top 10s. And hopefully you guys enjoy and, you know, get something out of it. But like I said, this is all before the 2.6 banners coming out. And maybe you guys have built these characters, maybe you haven't. I know a lot of people that I know personally that play the game post AR-55. Some people still haven't built these characters, and, you know, I'm surprised that they don't want to, or they barely have started, but I highly recommend these characters, okay? But, let's go ahead and get started, by saying thank you guys, for, you know, sticking around and hanging out with me whenever I post an episode. Like I said, last episode, there's been some trying times for me, but, you know, I'm still kicking, and I definitely want to be entertaining you guys and give you guys some content that, you know, can help pass your time, and, you know, we can all, you know, better our lives with analyzing and, you know, discussing these Genshin Impact characters, because Genshin Impact, after a year and a half, is still dear to my heart. I'm still playing it daily. And, but yeah, let's get started. To open up this list, I could have opened it up with a bunch of characters, or any character, right? But I'd like to mention right now, Diona, okay? The cat cryo bow, character. She's like, she works for the bar in Mondstadt. I think Cat's Tail or something like that. And, you know, she's a 4-star. Like I said, bow user. But Diona's really, really useful in the, you know, the Abyss in general. Just for the fact that, you know, many of us at this point have gotten, you know, many cryo characters such as Ayaka, Ganyu, Shenhe. The list goes on, right? Eula, right? Eula, sorry. So the list goes on, like I said, but Diona is seemingly like the best battery, for any cryo character, right? She, especially when you equip her with like sack bow, the sacrificial bow, or maybe even the Favonius bow. If you have some crit rate on her, she's really awesome in the fact with sacrificial bow in particular that I use. She gets two of her hold E charges and basically can battery any cryo character with that alone. Okay, she's awesome in particular because of, you know, her shields and heals in particularly, right? She heals enough. She shields enough. I built mine with like 23,000 HP on 4-piece noblesse. So she can support. Her artifacts are pretty, you know, whatever you want it to be. Like I'm still using the old school, 4-piece noblesse. Because typically I don't have a 4-piece noblesse user whenever she's on the field. But I really like using her to battery my Ayaka, to battery Ganyu, even though Ganyu doesn't really need a battery, because, you know, I usually do the charge shot style with Ganyu, shot Ganyu. I use the four-piece Wanderer Troop. But Diona is really amazing, in particularly because I like her C6. I have her C6. She gives 200 EM, 200 elemental mastery, in her little ult circle. And along with that, she gives like attack speed with one of her other constellations. So there's a lot of great nuances that she offers your team as a whole. Like I said, you know, most teams in the Abyss, you kind of want a healer, especially for you guys that are trying your best to, you know, clear for the first time, you know, 36 stars. You know, heals are pretty important. Yeah, especially for me still. I mean, I'm AR-59, 200,000 EXP away from 60. But I still use Diona, like, wholeheartedly. She's kind of lost a step a little bit in terms of, like, other healers. Because, you know, Kokomi's released. You know, Bennett's still a thing. But, and, I mean, Jean's still a thing, too. So, like, you know, your healer slot, you kind of want it to be versatile. And with many, many freeze teams and, like many top-tier DPSs being cryo, like Ayaka, Ganyu, and Yula, even though Yula's physical, Diona can battery characters such as them, especially for Yula. My Yula has the Unforged, so when Diona has her shields up, I get that attack speed and attack percentage boost from the Unforged for my Yula. And, I mean, I if it wasn't for, you know, the top character, Diona would probably always be handcuffed to, you know, Yula or Ganyu or Ayaka for me. But anyways, like I said, you probably want to run 4-piece Noblesse on her, likely at this point. Like, why do you want, if you have her, and if you have her built, you kind of like want her to just do her thing and not have to farm too hard for her. She's pretty low investment, free to play friendly. You could just run ER HP, HP for shield, or ER HP healing bonus for heals. But basically, I personally like her just being battering my team. I run her with Sackbo, like I said, 4-piece Noblesse. She has 200 ER, and that basically from like zero, if she gets to do her E twice, her hold E, she basically has full like ult, and that kind of translates to all the other cryo characters, like I said. And particularly with like Ayaka though, Ayaka's like, you know, energy hungry. She needs that 80 cost burst to be refilled. And, you know, Diona, if you don't have any other means, is likely the best cryo battery around, right? But anyways, let's go ahead. That was number 10, Diona. I'm going to go ahead and move on to another cryo character. From Mondstadt 2, Rosaria. And Rosaria is really a really unique character in the sense that she's definitely support. You could build her DPS if you want, but I'm running her as support, as like a battery and crit rate booster. That's what I pretty much use her for, is you know, any comp that needs, like, you know, freeze comp with the battery, physical comp, like Yula. Yula and Rosaria is pretty nice, especially when Rosaria is helping instigate the superconduct reaction, right? So obviously you need another Electro character to, you know, for the synergy of that. But Rosaria is great because her E-skill has such a low cooldown that she acts as a great battery as well for cryo characters, along with the caveat of having being able to pass on 15% crit rate based on having like 100% crit rate on Rosaria herself. And that's what I'm running. I'm running like two-piece emblem, two-piece like Blizzard Strayer or something like that for no reason. I don't know. It's just what I had laying around. I didn't want to like farm for her in particular, but I have her with 100 crit rate and like 120 crit damage and like 160 ER, I believe. And basically what's important for Rosaria for me is just being able to pass on that 15% crit rate. And, you know, characters, all your DPS characters that, you know, produce that reaction of like melt or, you know, freeze really get helped out by that crit rate boost, because, you know, 15% crit rate is huge in this game, right? If you're able to, you know, capitalize on, you know, certain team comps that utilize Rosaria like that, your crit ratio building is going to be a lot easier to handle, a lot easier to manage, and, you know, you're not reliant on farming forever at domains for crit values, especially if you're, like, let's say you're running reverse melt with Rosaria, like Bennett Zhangling, Rosaria Kaya or something like that. That's a pretty popular, you know, reverse melt team. Another popular team for Rosaria support is like Eula main DPS, like Raiden, Diona, and Rosaria. And then that's like a perfect physical comp for the Abyss. You got two cryo batteries for Eula because, you know, her burst costs a lot. But at the same time, you have Raiden who can battery everything and provide the Electro for superconduct and have 100% uptime on Electro. And then, I mean, that's just one of the greatest team comps right now, or just in general for the history of Abyss, since Eula and Raiden have been able to be like combined together. Just because you get the dual carry, dual burst support, or dual burst, you know, DPS windows for Eula and Raiden. So, I mean, that being said, like Rosaria, though, I'd like to go back because I'm digressing. I'm sorry. But Rosaria, like I said, really provides that, it, like that highlight. If I had to like highlight, you know, just one special thing that stands out, like Diona shield and heal battery for cryo, Rosaria, she gives that 15% crit rate boost and then a great cryo battery. So those are the two starting out this list. Rosaria, great pickup if you already have her. I don't even think her constellations are necessary, but because I'm pretty sure that 15% crit rate through her burst is one of her passives. So she's just a great option for a lot of people who need that cryo support. Like I said, you know, a lot of DPS queens right now, being Ganyu, Ayaka, and Eula, really have high, you know, burst costs. With obviously Ganyu not really caring because, you know, she charge shot playstyle, but, you know, the other two, they really like that support in general. Okay, now I'm going to go ahead and talk about our first 5-star on the list. She is probably my favorite design character in general. Mona, though, she is a hydro catalyst user, most notably used for her burst support. Her burst, her ult is pretty crazy. Can provide 60% damage bonus. When you know utilized properly, she's utilized perfectly with freeze teams, especially too. Most notably Morgana, which has been, you know, like one of the best team comps ever for Genshin Impact, being with Diona, Mona, Venti, and Ganyu, or, you know, replace Ganyu with Ayaka. But basically, that's like the quintessential, like, freeze team that everything tries to copy in terms of freeze comps, right? But Mona, like I said, with her hydro application, she's really useful in that, you know, she's pretty, I'm not gonna lie, she's not the easiest to build, you know, but she, when built properly, she's able to support your team by providing like that huge damage bonus. In general, like most one shot comps, feature Mona as, you know, a support, and most people will argue that, you know, in those one shot comps, it's like Mona's damage, right? Because, I mean, she's providing, like I said, 60% damage bonus with the crowned ult. And also, her E skill is really huge for freeze comps in general. Having decent uptime, and those freeze comps are pretty much like quick swap anyways. And being able to have a cryo unit, a hydro unit that, you know, makes it so you don't need to worry about dying because you're freezing them, really huge. And I mean, she's one of the only other characters with the unique dash that lets you go into the ground. You do get some sort of an iframe with it, obviously not the best. But I'm including Mona on this list just for the simple fact that she looks amazing, and at the same time, she's like that perfect burst DPS, burst support, sorry, that you know can be utilized in many comps, but most notably freeze comps, right? I run her actually on like national team. I run her as the hydro replacement for Xingqiu, and basically she drives, you know, the Zhangling Bennett combo, reverse vape comp, and she's really good in that comp. I mean, like vape, and like vape is like probably the strongest, melt and vape, obviously the strongest reactions in the game. But being able to be having different roles as that type of unit is really beneficial, because she fits in almost every comp. You know, one shot geo comps, one shot, you know, electro comps, one shot like pyro comps, just all the comps are benefited through her omen. And her omen actually gets that extended, is highly utilized. And when I talk about her omen, I'm talking about her like bubble that she creates upon casting her ult. And it's really utilized properly in a freeze team, because you can actually extend the omen duration and give you like basically 100% uptime on freeze comps if utilized properly, right? Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to character 7 on the list, Fischl. All right, there's not much to say about Fischl. We've had her since like 1.0. She was like our first character that we got in an event. And she's just great as a battery in general for a lot of teams, because the fact that Oz, her Electro Bird, on when you cast her E, is actually utilized properly for 100% uptime when you, I guess, use it like separately from the burst, right? Basically, you can recast Oz with E, or and then when that duration's over, hit the burst, and when that's over, you hit the E, and she's constantly proccing damage with Oz, battering pretty much any team. You're getting a particle like almost every second, especially if it's like in a like a overload comp with like Yoimiya or something, or you know, Zhang Ling. I mean, she's utilized in a lot of ways. Obviously, Electro Charged is a great team comp for her, being that she obviously provides that 100% Electro uptime, and since it's a transformative reaction, crits don't really matter in terms of what happens when that reaction occurs. But that being said, Fischl, though, another great character design in terms of, you know, her outfit, character look, along with Mona. Like, those are my top two. Like, if I didn't know the game, if I didn't know about DPS or 5-stars, like, those two characters when I first started the game was, like, really huge. And it's I'm glad that they're able to support pretty much both these characters can fit in like almost every team comp in terms of like if you need a battery, like, or not battery, but like Fischl in general battery, right? Mona is like I explained to you how she's very, you know, compatible with a lot of different teams. So is Fischl, though, just for the fact that, you know, sub DPS non-reaction teams like a Zhao comp, she's great to battery that comp. You know, let's see what else. Yeah, as far as Fischl, though, do I have to tell you how to build her? I'm like 2 Thunder Fury, 2 Glad, I guess, or 2 Shimanawa. I'm running 2 Glad, 2 Shimanawa because I don't like farming. I used to have a 4-piece Thunder Suitor set on her, and I still have that set. I just, you know, Thunder Soother, so underwhelming sometimes. I don't know, man. I don't even care about sets anymore. I'm all about substats and making sure my crit ratio is good. I mean, I really have like no complaints whenever I use my Fischl. I left her at level 60 out of 70. Talents 199. I mean, like, she does exactly what I need her to do. When I use her, usually, like I said, I use her in, like, electro-charged comps, though. Like, Child, Beto, Fischl, Gene, or something like that, you know? Anyways, let's move on. I'm going to go ahead and bring into discussion, our first limited banner character to discuss, Zhongli. I mean, need I say why you need him? I mean, like, in the Abyss, floor 12, chamber 2, second part, like, you can't beat it in time without, like, having a Geo character. And, I mean, Zhongli has been the greatest shielder in the game, right? He gives you some crowd control, obviously, with his burst. He gives you shields. Right now he's super useful, especially against the Wolf Lord in floor 12. Obviously, when you have his shields, you don't have to worry about dying. So, I mean, like, you can go shield bot, HP, 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 or I'm doing a hybrid of 4-piece tenacity, and I'm going HP, geo damage and crit circlet. basically, like, I still want him to do some damage, but most importantly, support my team with, like, the tenacity buff. But, you know, you can run a 4 Noblesse if you want more burst damage, which I used to run 2 Petra and 2 Noblesse. I mean, the list goes on. You can run them anyway. 4-piece emblem if you want 100% uptime. 4-piece archaic, like, he's very versatile. As long as you give him a lot of HP, it's possible. He's great. I guess I didn't really talk about the weapons for the other characters. I mean, shoot. Rosaria, Favonius, Lance, right? I run Deathmatch on her for my crit rate ratio. Mona, you can go Favonius Codex for freeze comps. Get those extra particles upon crit. Or, you know, the Widsith, which is basically your best-in-slot weapon, which I'm running. Fischl, I'm running Viri Hunt on her, but you can run Rust or, you know, Compound Bow for physical. But I'm talking support, so, you know, Stringless works. But yeah, Zhongli, 3-star Black Tassel, great. I run Staff of Homa because, you know, I used to whale. But, you know, Favonius Lance works, Deathmatch works. I mean, he's pretty easy to build in that sense. But yeah, I mean, Zhongli, do I have to say any more about him? He's an Archon. He's going to be good, right? All right, that was number 6, though. Let's go number 5, Zhangling. All right, arguably, in some circles, if not all circles, the best character in the game, right? I don't know why. I mean, because she's a 4-star, you know, at this point, a lot of us have her at C6 or, you know, have some constellations. But she's really amazing, her prior NATO. I mean, like, she's like the star of the national comp, right? Like, everything's trying to funnel and base around her pyro-nado damage and, you know, melt or vape. I love Zhangling so much. She can pair with Ayaka. She can pair with Ganyu. And you get massive numbers, you know, like I said, national comp. The list goes on. I mean, Zhangling, you know, pyro pole arm user, 4-star unit. I mean, you can't really complain. She provides a lot of pyro, actually. Her Gooba actually provides like a few seconds of pyro damage, so it's great in synchronization with like Ganyu, Melt Ganyu, Shot Ganyu, right? Or even Ayaka. I mean, I really like running her in Vapor Melt comps. You know, Child National, Raiden National, Ayaka Melt. Like I said. But yeah, Zhangling, number 5. Let's go ahead and move on to Xingqiu. All right, Xingqiu, the water boy, water sword user. Probably, like, low key, my favorite, like, hydro character in terms of, like, abyss usage, right? I used to never wanted to use this guy back in the day. He was like my first 4-star I got on like the beginner's banner. And I just benched him till I got Hu Tao, right? And I wish I knew about him sooner because he's so good. He's like, I run him with Sack Sword, get those backflip kicks times 2. And with 200 ER, he pretty much like gets his ult up from 0, like, and it's easy to have 100% uptime with his rain swords. That's what he's for. He basically can he applies hydro so fast that, like, you know, like with Ayaka freeze, he's really great pair. Obviously, in the national team, he's really great pair. Usually, Hu Tao. Usually, he's handcuffed to Hu Tao owners, right? Like, Hu Tao mains, team comps, right? He's so versatile. His E does big damage. His Q does great damage. You don't even need constellations. Just cons are like cherries on top. A lot of cherries, frosting. You know, it's in the box. Wrapped, sealed, looking all nice, ready to be sold. Right? But yeah, Xing Chu. Water boy. I mean, like, build him, guys. Build him. He's number 3 on this list. Or number 4, I'm sorry, on this list. Build him. All right. We're going down to the top 3 here. These are my top 3 picks for this game, for support characters. Hopefully, you've already built Diona or Rosaria or Mona or Fischl or Zhongli or Zhangling or, like I said, Xing Chu. Okay? Because the best healer by far in this game for me, because you don't need too much healing. And the only person I know that, the only character I know that buffs so much, the unlucky Bennett. All right, Pyro sword user. Only thing you need to do is crown his ult, and he's going to give you so much attack bonus. My Bennett is so crazy. I build him ER, pyro damage, crit. You can go cheap build HP, 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 or ER, HP, HP, or ER, HP, healing bonus. Doesn't matter. Run a 4-piece, no bless, though. You know, if you wanted to support your team, give him the strongest sword you can. Free to play is like prototype Rancor or Favonius sword. You know, if you have it, give him any 5-star sword and he's going to pretty much blow up like your attack ratio in terms of in a good way. He's going to make your team stronger. He's going to heal your team. I have it C6. Some would argue it's not the greatest. It only destroys, you know, the physical comps really. So, which I don't really worry about. Even when I use him with my Eula, I don't care if her autos become pyro. I'm just worried about that burst popping for 300k to 500k. You know what I mean? And that's what Bennett does. He helps. If you weren't able to crack 100k damage before for a one shot, like Bennett's your answer. Bennett does everything just by his buff alone. Now when utilized with other things like Mona or Animo unit, like that becomes the one shot comp, right? And then basically that's how, if you ever want to achieve 1,000,000 damage with no food buffs or anything like that, it's going to be Mona, Animo, and Bennett. And that's your key to success right there. Bennett is really strong, guys. Like I said, once you start realizing that you get overhealing and ER, HP, healing bonus is too much, you know, you might want to go pyro pyro DPS build like I'm doing. I still have 215 ER with the Aquila Favonia. So, I mean, he's buffing. He's battering. He's like the perfect battery for Zhangling. And typically, when you have a Zhangling, they're almost always handcuffed to a Bennett. Just because Zhangling gets snapshotted with Bennett's buff. And that's the one thing Bennett really does well is buff. Buff and heal. All right? And that's what I want you guys to know. If you didn't already build your Bennett, freaking do it, okay? Next up, we're going to talk about our last two characters, the greatest supports in the game. First, though, number 2, Kazuha, okay? He's the Animo support that you want. When he swirls, just cut, like you tap his E, he gives you 0.04% elemental damage boost. So let's say you have like 800 elemental mastery. He's going to give you a 40% elemental damage boost just from that. And it goes up from there. He's pretty easy to build. You give him the iron sting that you can craft, some sword billet, and you know it's easy to go and get 800 EM. All right, just give him triple EM main stats. In terms of the stands, goblet, and circlet, and then your teams are gonna be doing damage just from his buff alone. You don't even have to like level up his talents because swirls can't crit. You don't even have to worry about crit damage, crit rate. What I do recommend though is having at least like 160 plus ER, so you can get his ult up on rotation, and his ult provides additional damage boosts. I have mine at level 9, and he gives an additional like 60% elemental damage on top of everything else. On top of that swirl passive, EM pass. But anyways, yeah, Kazuha. I mean, if you don't have Kazuha, obviously Sucrose works equally as well. But Kazuha is just easier to use, in my opinion, because, Tappy, pretty fun playstyle. He's great crowd control. And he's a 5-star, right? I mean, like we all love our 5-stars. I mean, Sucrose has her place, though. She can give you a TTDS boost and stuff and VV shred. But, obviously the 4-piece Viridescent or... Oh, is it Viridescent? No, it's the Venerer. Yeah, the Venerer set is going to be best for Kazuha. Basically, increasing the damage you can be doing with any character that you, swirl the elemental of. And finally, we're going to talk about the queen. The one and only Electro Archon, the Raiden Shogun, Electro Pull Arm User. Basically, she's literally the best battery in the whole game. C0, you can do such amazing things with her. In my opinion, I can run her with Ayaka Freeze, and she can battery my Ayaka Melt, and she'll battery that Ayaka Melt team. I can dual carry her with Zhao and have a great, amazing time. Raiden, her E, basically gives you 100% uptime. And then if you attack through her burst for the first 5 seconds, nonstop, you get her burst back up on cooldown. I mean, and basically everyone else's burst up. So the whole thing is you want to obviously use everyone else's burst to, buff Raiden, before her burst. And then after you use her burst, everyone else's burst is back. And that's the great, beautiful thing about Raiden Shogun. So, obviously, if you guys haven't pulled for her, try your best. If you guys got her and you haven't built her yet, build her. You won't regret it. But, anyways, I think that's it for me today. I just wanted to, do a quick little pod on, some support characters for Genshin Impact. That my top 10 support characters, actually, that you can be using if you haven't already. All right, but definitely check out the Facebook page, like it, check out my YouTube channel, When in Rome. I do Genshin content, my own music, anime stuff's there. But anyways, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Now you're dealing with smooth operators. You're just a fixin' with a whole lot of flavor.